With your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Who will binge drink at age 16? European teen imaging study pinpoints predictors. Neuroscientists leading the largest longitudinal adolescent brain imaging study to date have learned that predicting teen binge drinking is possible. A number of factors such as genetics, brain function, and about 40 other variables can predict with about 70% accuracy which teens will become binge drinkers. Researchers conducted 10 hours of comprehensive assessments to assess brain activity and brain structure, along with other measures such as IQ, cognitive task performance, personality, and blood test on 2,414-year-old adolescents. Some of the best predictors include variables like personality, sensation-seeking traits, lack of consciousness, and family history of drug use. Having even a single drink at age 14 was also a powerful predictor. In addition, those teens that have experienced several stressful life events were among those at greater risk for binge drinking, and interestingly, bigger brains were also predictive. Unhealthy food and drinks have a starring role in kids' TV programs. Unhealthy food and drinks are common in kids' TV programs broadcast in England and Ireland, and frequently portrayed in a positive light, reveals research published online in Archives in Disease and Childhood. Statutory legislation to curb children's exposure to higher sugar and fat in food and drinks in TV advertisements was introduced in the UK in 2007, and similar regulations have recently come on stream in Ireland. But these aren't applied to program content, says researchers. Both the BBC and RTE are nationally public broadcast channels that don't carry any commercial product advertising, and which aim to inform, educate, and empower their audiences. A total of 1,155 food and drink cues were recorded across 82.5 hours of programming, accounting for 4.8% of total broadcast material, with just under 40% of the content coming from the United States. The rest of your Superhuman News update is coming up in 60 seconds.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update for this Tuesday, I'm Elliot Turton. Individuals who are extremely obese have higher rates of mortality. Class 3 obesity, defined as having a BMI greater than 40, is linked to higher rates of mortality, according to a study published in this week's PLOS Medicine. Researchers from the National Cancer Institute found that mortality rates for a wide range of diseases, particularly heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, were higher in individuals with class 3 obesity compared to those with a normal weight range. Compared to having a normal weight, having a BMI greater than 40 resulted in an estimated loss of 6 to 14 years of life. The accuracy of these findings is limited by the use of mostly self-reported height and weight measurements to calculate BMI, and by the use of BMI as the sole measure of obesity. These findings may not be general to all populations, but they do indicate that class 3 obesity is associated with substantial increased rates of death. 500,000 people oppose Dow's toxic herbicide mix. More than 500,000 people have submitted comments to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, urging it to reject an application to market a new toxic herbicide called Enlist Duo, a mix of 2,4-D, and glyphosate. Dow AgroSciences, a subsidiary of the Dow Chemical Company, is seeking a permit to sell Enlist Duo for use of genetically engineered corn and soybean crops. It would be the largest expansion in the approved use of a toxic defoliant in more than 3 decades. The Environmental Working Group has also released a new interactive map and analysis that shows more than 5,600 schools across the country would be within 200 feet of crop fields that would be blanketed with the Enlist Duo. Children in schools and daycare facilities closest to the fields would be at an increased risk of exposure whenever spraying takes place. Exposure to 2,4-D has been linked to serious health problems, including Parkinson's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and other thyroid issues. I'm Elliot Turton, and this has been a Superhuman Radio Network news update.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned. They're all great shows. That's why you keep tuning in. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jason Kaliva to talk about the effects of betaine on performance and body composition. Then we're going to be joined by Jo Robinson to talk about her New York Times bestseller, Eating on the Wild Side. So you won't want to miss any of that. Let's get right to it. Dr. Kaliva, welcome back. It's been so soon, hasn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
There you go. We're going to consider you part of the superhuman nation now. So betaine has been around for quite a long time. Most people take betaine because it seems to be in a lot of the digestive enzyme blends, right?
Well, with that said, if you're using betaine to improve body composition or performance or health, there are two types of betaine on the market. There's betaine HCl, hydrochloride,
right,
which is the one that you see in many of those digestive enzymes. And that is just a delivery method for the hydrochloride. The one you want to look at, the one that we've used in these studies and in the animal studies, has been betaine anhydrous, or trimethylglycine, TMG for short.
Sure, I've heard of trimethylglycine before, sure.
Yeah, so if you're going to use it, you want to make sure you have a product that has the anhydrous, or the TMG.
Now, why is that? Is that because the betaine HCl gives up a lot of its molecular weight to the hydrochloric side of it to deliver that acid-forming hydrochloride, or is it because it just doesn't react the same in the body?
As far as I'm aware, it's the first reason. It's that much of the molecular weight is the hydrochloride,
right.
And then to take enough to be ergogenic, you would be putting a lot of hydrochloride into your stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
Potentially feel sick.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of these studies that are in your paper, and you know, 9 grams a day. I was thinking it was betaine HCl. I was thinking, wow, I mean, you'd burn a hole in the lining of your stomach after a while if you did that with regularity. So,
yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. It appears that betaine in the trimethylglycine form, right? Can aid in sports performance. What research out there shows this, and what does it do?
Sure, it's quite interesting. The first research was actually done with polio patients back in the 1950s that showed an improvement in strength. And really, it's the research that we've seen have involved improvements in strength and power and work capacity anaerobically. So some have found increases in power output, increases in overall strength, and increases in work capacity, or how much volume can you do in a session before fatiguing.
Now, what is the pathway? I mean, it converts to dimethylglycine, right?
Yes.
Isn't glycine a sugar and an amino acid bonded together?
Yes.
Okay. So could it be what we've learned about things like D-ribose? Could it be that this is a favored source of muscular energy?
It doesn't seem to be that way. The majority of betaine that is metabolized in the liver and in the kidneys to transmethylate homocysteine. So when you ingest betaine, it donates a methyl group to methionine to create S-adenosylmethionine, or SAM, or SAME, as you probably have seen with supplements.
Right, SAMe here.
So that's one pathway, and that same can go toward creatine synthesis, toward cholesterol synthesis of very low density lipoprotein, carnitine, and a number of other things. But really, the majority of betaine consumed is taken up by the muscle tissues and used as an organic osmolyte.
Okay, an osmolyte meaning that it facilitates osmosis through the muscle fiber to, like, maybe enhance the sodium, potassium, calcium channel pump activity that's going on?
It basically, for lack of a better term, it sucks water into the muscle cell. To just give you a little story, when we were doing one of these studies, we were making the capsules ourselves, and it was during May in Connecticut, so it was a mildly humid day.
Mm-hmm.
And we left some of the powder on the table and walked away for about 20 minutes. And when we came back, that powder had turned into a puddle of water.
Really?
It pulled all the humidity out of the air. Yeah, it is a very, very powerful osmolyte, and it really plays a role with those osmolytic effects in protecting proteins against denaturation.
And that isn't the term in science. Is that called hydroscopic or hygroscopic? What's the proper when something attracts water?
Hydrophilic.
Hydrophilic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this seems to be. So it doesn't sound like it's very well understood on how it facilitates increases in power output and aerobic capacity, is it?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a few hypotheses. One hypothesis is that it increases creatine production, which has been seen in animals. Now, only one study looked at it in humans, and in it they supplemented the subjects for 10 days with betaine. And at the end of those 10 days, they measured creatine phosphate stores in the muscle, and they found that there was no improvement in creatine. The problem with that study, however, is that the subjects were untrained and were instructed not to exercise. So it's possible that the reason that there was no increases in creatine is because there was no reason to increase creatine synthesis,
right,
or creatine storage.
Right. Now, one of the things that leads me to believe the creatine synthesis theory is that we know that homocysteine is produced as a byproduct of producing creatine. And you said that the trimethylglycine seems to increase transmethyl homocysteine production, right?
That's correct. The when betaine donates a methyl group to methionine and creates that same, the SAM,
right,
that can be used for a number of things. It can be used in the biosynthesis of creatine, and then the byproduct would be homocysteine,
right,
or it can combine directly with homocysteine to transmethylate that homocysteine back to methionine to detoxify it, for lack of a better term.
Now, has anyone done any research in trained individuals, or even, I don't know, trained, if there's such a thing, trained rodents, to see if there is an increase in creatine production in the presence of trimethylglycine?
Not that I am aware of, no.
Because my next question would be, what happens if you take creatine and betaine together? If it's not donating to the production of creatine, what does it do then?
That's a good question. In that study I had talked about where they looked at creatine storage in the muscle, they did supplement creatine in one group, creatine and betaine in another group, and then betaine only. And they found the only increases in creatine were the ones that were supplemented with creatine. And there was no difference between creatine only or creatine plus betaine. But again, these subjects weren't training intensely. They weren't breaking down creatine stores to generate energy. So, you know, there's no demand for additional creatine storage. Now, if you were to supplement together, again, only a small portion of the betaine that you ingest through supplements is actually metabolized. Again, the majority of it is taken up by tissues. And so you might see, for example, people talk about that cell volumizing effect.
Right, right.
So you might see a greater enhancement in cell volumization when taking both creatine and betaine.
That's
and betaine itself is a very powerful cellular volumizer.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Dr. Jason Koliva. In the meantime, if you want to visit his website, it's Jason Koliva, and Koliva is spelled Koliewa.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Superhumans using Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum
Colostrum powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percoba banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
We have a new sponsor, Divine Nutrition. They have an amazing whey protein isolate. Some of the best flavors I've ever tried. Their standards are impeccable. Go to superhumanradio.com and look under the call recommends area for Divine Nutrition. They have a 30% off. That's right, 30% off their whey isolate product. Check it out. We're talking with Dr. Jason Kaliva. We're talking about betaine. Betaine. What's the right way to pronounce it, Dr. Kaliva?
You know, I pronounce it betaine.
Betaine, okay.
But I'm told I also have a strong Northeast accent.
Yeah,
and
so
I pronounce
do I.
It wrong.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So it also appears to have some sort of lipolytic effect, right?
Yeah, that's the really exciting part about it. So they've been using it in animal feeds for quite a while, mostly in pigs. To improve lean mass yield or meat yield and reduce fat yield.
Really? And that, you know what? And I got to be honest with you. That's promising to me because pigs and humans are really, 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 really similar in biology.
That's correct. So that was where I first heard about its effects on body composition, and I got the idea to study it. And what I found was that the pigs that were the most active or underwent the most metabolic stress also saw or produced the best yields of meat and reduced fat.
So what do you interpret that as? If you train with it, you'll see better results? Because let's face it, we're under stress when we train if you're doing it right.
Exactly. So there was one study that came out, there should have been two studies prior to mine, that looked at the effects of betaine on body composition. One of those was only 10 days in length, so it's hard to really make any noticeable changes in that period of time. But the other one was 12 weeks in length. And in it, they looked at sedentary obese subjects, and they put them on a 500 kcal a day restricted diet. One group got betaine, one group didn't, and there was no differences in body composition. But again, the subjects were instructed not to exercise. So given the effects of betaine with metabolic stress, we thought that maybe if we had the subjects take part in an intense exercise program, we'd see different results. And that's what happened. In trained individuals, we saw increases in lean mass and decreases in body fat percentage over the course of 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so, again, well, if I want to start using betaine, what should I be looking for at my local store level, VitaCost or whatever?
A lot of times it's sold as TMG.
Okay, trimethylglycine.
Yeah. Yep.
And what kind of doses are effective? Have you experimented with it? Do you have any anecdotal information or even any clinical usage under your belt with it so far?
That's a good question. Yeah, I've used betaine. I saw some little improvements in strength with it. I didn't measure my own body composition or anything like that.
But what did you see in the mirror? Did you see changes in the mirror? Did you see that you were getting leaner and there was no other explanation for this other than the inclusion of betaine.
Yeah, I looked fuller. I think that's the best way to describe it. I was already pretty lean, and so my muscles looked fuller.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of doses are we talking about?
All the performance studies done so far have used 2.5 grams, and 2.5 grams has been effective in improving performance. That's what we used in the body composition study, 2.5 grams.
Do you think that there's anything that has a synergistic effect with betaine? Obviously, creatine, I'm not going to stop taking my creatine. You know, one of the reasons I like creatine, Dr. Kaliva, is because I'm 56 years old, and homocysteine is an independent marker of heart disease for men my age. And as a result, by supplementing with creatine, since my body doesn't have to produce its own creatine, I have less spinoff of homocysteine. So I'm not going to stop taking creatine. So if I add 2.5 grams to, let's say, 5 grams of betaine a day into the mix, are there any other things that I should be aware of that would have a synergistic effect? The first thing that comes to mind for me is glycerin, because glycerin also pulls fluid into the muscles, we know.
Yeah, that's correct. I guess it depends to what extent you can actually volumize the muscle cells. You know, they do regulate within a defined limit of intracellular water. So that's a question. As far as interactions, I haven't seen any in the literature with betaine and creatine. And betaine metabolizes homocysteine anyways, so you'd see probably greater reductions in homocysteine.
You know, if you are a fan of something that is becoming more and more popular, we just did an interview with Jeremy Lenecki about taking advantage of blood flow restriction training. You know, capturing more fluid in the muscle just means more congestion. More congestion means more potential growth from advanced techniques like that. I have to think that betaine would be a really, really good thing to supplement with if you're somebody who is now embarking on, blood flow occlusion, blood flow restriction type training.
I would absolutely agree. And there's research that shows cellular swelling has some downstream signaling effects that result in protein synthesis and a reduction in protein catabolism in the muscle cells.
Right.
So you see some enhanced effects.
Yeah, you see a pronounced effect of IGF-1E, which I think is called mechanogrowth factor, when you get that, the research that was done by the Japanese scientists on katsu, they showed growth factors increasing dramatically in muscles that were choked off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about bioavailability. Is there a better way to take betaine? Is it best just dosed orally? We're talking with Dr. Jason Kaliva. His website is Jason Kaliva, CholEwa.com, or check him out on Facebook, Big Red Physical Performance on Facebook, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio for a free brochure. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You heard the spot about clearly filtered. What a great product and a great company. You got to check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Right on the front of the homepage, you'll find the banner for them. They have a stainless steel water bottle. You can put anything in it, stream water, tap water, bottled water, river water, and it purifies it, makes it ready to drink. I mean, how amazing is that? Think about all the money we spend on water and the plastic that we throw away. Go to SupremeRadio.com and check out ClearlyFiltered.com. Two brothers on a mission to change the way people drink water. We're talking with Dr. Jason Kaliva about betaine. Okay, so another remarkable thing about betaine appears that it improves endurance performance. And when I was looking at the research paper that was sent over, it looks like it would also be a great candidate to be stacked with something like beta-alanine.
Yeah, I would say so. You're looking at two different mechanisms of cellular buffering. So when you're exercising aerobically, or I should say high-intensity endurance, you know, you're producing lactate and hydrogen. And betaine seems to improve the ability to handle that hydrogen, to shuttle into the mitochondria and then pass it down the electron transfer chain and produce energy out of it.
How effective is it? I mean, the people that listen to the show that are avid, you know, cyclists and so on and so forth, are the effects really dramatic?
You know, there hasn't been a lot of research on endurance activity in betaine. The first research that was done was actually in horses back in the late 90s, and this showed a slight improvement in running performance on a treadmill and an increase in blood lactate with betaine supplementation over a placebo. And then they did a study about 6 years ago looking at the use of betaine with dehydration and rehydration. And what they saw was a trend toward improved performance with the betaine supplementation. It was a pretty brutal protocol. They had them run, I think, for 75 minutes at 65% of their VO2 max, and then ran to exhaustion at 85% of their max.
Wow.
It was a pretty brutal run, and they saw, you know, I think if they had more subjects, they would have seen it become significant in that run to exhaustion at 85%.
So is trimethylglycine, and we keep referring it to as betaine or betaine, it is listed on places like VitaCost, not expensive. Trimethylglycine, parenthetically betaine anhydrous, 750 milligram caps, 180 capsules, for like $12.50. So is this the best way to take it, or is there something better? Is there a better way to take it than as TMG?
Well, it's really such a cost-effective supplement. It's a byproduct of extracting sugar from beets. I think that's where it got its name, betaine.
Ah, okay.
But I could be off on that. So when you take it, there's really the bioavailability of taking betaine, either in whole food sources or as a supplement, really isn't much different. The only difference is that it takes a little longer to show up in the blood when you consume it through food sources. So it's really rich in dark green leafy vegetables like spinach, kale, as well as beets and to a lesser extent wheat bread.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, if you want to see these benefits and you want to get 2.5, are there any benefits to higher dosing? I see some of the research was done with as much as 9 grams. Is there a point of diminishing returns?
That's a good question. That's something we're actually looking into evaluating in the near future. It's a dose response study. No one's really looked at the performance enhancing effects above 2.5 grams. Most of the research done above that has all been clinical in nature, using it to treat hyperhomocysteinemia, using it to treat fatty liver disease, things
really?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. It's effective at helping fatty liver disease.
Yes. Basically what happens is those SAMs generated by betaine are used to produce very low-density lipoprotein, which then allows the liver to clear out cholesterol. So when one first takes betaine, you'll see a transient rise in cholesterol, especially if you have a fatty liver. And that transient rise in blood cholesterol is actually removing lipids from the liver.
Right.
So, yeah, it is effective in that. As far as performance goes, you know, I'm not sure what the top dosage would be or what the most effective dosage would be. I can tell you that you're looking to use it. There's really timing doesn't matter. It's not something you need to take pre-workout.
That was my next question. So do you take it in the morning with your first meal, in the evening before bed? How do you take it?
With the study that I conducted, we split it into 1.25 grams twice per day with breakfast and with dinner.
Okay.
The one concern about betaine is because it is such a potent osmolite,
uh-huh.
is that if you take a large quantity on an empty stomach,
osmotic diarrhea.
Exactly.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what osmotic diarrhea is, there's certain amino acids that will do this to you if taken in large doses. They attract fluid into the gut, and it just goes downstream until it comes out. It's just not a nice thing at all. It's kind of like what taking high doses of bicarbonate, soda, so bicarbonate of soda, or so, you know, what do they call that? Everybody wants to use to buffer their lactate now.
Sodium bicarbonate.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's kind of like that.
Soda.
Yeah, osmotic diarrhea. Wonderful friend of yours. But anyway, okay, so no advantage to taking SAM-E over TMG. TMG is a better choice, right?
Yes, you're going to get both the SAM-E production as well as the accumulation of betaine in the tissues. And with that, the betaine's also been shown to increase growth hormone and IGF-1 production.
Really?
Yeah, and from it's been shown in humans. And from pig studies, we think the way that it does that is it accumulates in the hypothalamus, which sends signals downstream to the pituitary to eventually increase growth hormone production.
How long does it take for the onset of some of these benefits to be seen? For instance, performance, right away, or you have to load like beta-alanine?
That's a good question. I don't think they've done any true acute studies where they've supplemented betaine and then tested performance the next day as far as strength performance goes. They've done studies lasting 7 days in length where they saw increases in performance. And
that's pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a couple of days for tissue and plasma concentrations to change. So I would say, just as a guess, maybe 3 days before you start to notice something.
And the studies done on pigs where, or the research or observations seen in pig farming, where the pigs seem to become more muscular and leaner as a result of TMG supplementation, did they have a an amount per pound or per kilogram of pig that, you know, a lot of times those things that are put in feeds, even though the pig is eating ad lib, they are getting a certain amount for their size because they eat a certain amount based on their size. So is there any ratios there that would kind of give us any clearer view into a dose effect and response?
Yeah, there's generally they do 1.25 to 2.5 grams per kilogram of feed, I believe it is.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this one study where they saw, this was actually an interesting study because they measured a bunch of genes and enzymes with the betaine supplementation, but the pigs took in about 3 grams per day of betaine.
So there you go. We're still in that 2.5 gram window there. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's
so you
correct.
Really don't need a lot. I mean, VitaCost for $12.49, 750 milligrams per capsule at 180 capsules. I think I worked out to about 140 grams or somewhere around there. Maybe it was 124 grams. I forget. I just added it up in my head and I forgot already. But for $12.49, I mean, you know, taking it at 2.5 grams a day, that's a pretty cheap supplement right there. So that's a do you buy a specific TMG? Well, you know what? I'm being told we have to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about if there's something you prefer or that you use in the lab, and we'll go from there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Jason Kaliva.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Super Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jason Kaliva. We're talking about betaine, or trimethylglycine, betaine anhydrous. Do not confuse this with the betaine hydrochloride that is in your enzyme, digestive enzyme capsules. You can't take enough of that to get these kind of results, I suspect. Is there a TMG or betaine anhydrous product that you prefer, Dr. Kaliva?
Well, the ones we've used in our study, we used Beta Power, which was provided by Danisco Foods or DuPont Chemicals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's what I personally use. But that's also sold wholesale.
I was going to say, is that a capsule? Is it a powder? Sounds like it's a raw powder, right?
It's a raw powder that I use. And what's kind of neat about betaine is it doesn't really have much of a taste. It has a very, very slightly sweet taste. And aside from that, it dissolves very well. So if you don't like taking capsules and you'd rather throw a tablespoon in your protein shake or smoothie or whatever else, you can do that.
Interesting. And is this something that, I remember back in the day they used to say, oh, you got to cycle creatine, you should come off of it for a while, which I don't understand why. But I think that manufacturers of supplements say that as a CYA type of a tactic. I can't imagine that you would have to stop taking TMG since it's found in foods naturally.
Yeah, there hasn't been any research into that as far as performance enhancement goes.
Diminished response, the body adjusts sometimes to things.
Yeah, well, that's true in things that involve receptors like stimulants and certain androgens, but I can't really see a reason why you would need to cycle it.
Yeah. Does it pay to also eat things like, I know sugar beets are high in sugar, obviously, and so that's not a great thing to eat. But other sources, like I know, I want to say either oat or wheat bran is supposed to be high in betaine or trimethylglycine as well, right? Does it pay to eat those things in abundance to get your a little extra TMG here and there?
Yeah, wheat bran is high in it. Wheat germ is high in it. So are your green leafy vegetables. Most people consume about 100 to 400 milligrams of betaine per day.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to be consuming a ton of wheat germ and kale to really get that 2.5 grams. I'm not sure if consuming extra is going to benefit you, but there's a lot of other benefits to eating green leafy vegetables and wheat germ and wheat bran as well. So,
On a scale of 1 to 10, looking at all of the things that TMG does, or betaine anhydrous, and comparing it to supplements on the market that, you know, from branched chain amino acid blends right on down, where does this fall in a performance-enhancing supplement? And in this area here, a muscle builder and perhaps even the ability to get rid of some body fat, where does this fall on the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being terrible and 10 being the best?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I mean, there's so many benefits to betaine. I would put it at the high end of the scale, and you have to look as well as the, you know, the potential to help and the potential to harm. And there's a very, very low potential of side effects or harm or anything like that.
Aside from osmotic diarrhea, are there any potential side effects? If you take too much for too long of a period, you'll develop some insufficiency in someplace else, or?
No, not that we know of. Not that's been documented in the literature.
And a lot of times supplements that seem to have a beneficial effect seem to exert their beneficial effects in individuals who are either a very, very unique, maybe type of person, something unique about them, some polymorphism, or who seem to be very, very low in what would be considered a dangerously low status, that once it's put back into the diet, they see miraculous recovery, but it doesn't translate to people who already have adequate amounts of, let's say, betaine in their diet. So can it be said that this will work across the board, whether you're deficient in, you know, your diet is mildly deficient in betaine or not?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, the amounts that we're seeing, like your B vitamins, for example.
Right.
If you're deficient in B vitamins and you supplement with B vitamins, you'll see improvements in performance. But once you go above that amount that you would normally consume in a healthy diet, there's no additional benefits. So with betaine, you know, we're going 8 to 10-fold above that amount that would be normally consumed in the diet, and we're seeing benefits. So I would say it can benefit most people. Its effects on women are yet to be studied. Women typically have lower plasma levels of betaine than men.
Really?
Yeah.
So you would think that there would be an opportunity there for them, but then again, that pesky estrogen hormone gets in the picture, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it interacts with that. I know women metabolize betaine different, or betaine and methyl groups a little differently than men.
So do you think that they would benefit from slightly higher doses, more frequent dosing? Any observations at all?
I'm not sure, but that's another study that we are getting ready to undertake.
Well, is there any anecdotal evidence out there that of women and betaine, anything? Yeah, they respond to it. No, they don't.
Nothing that I've heard of. There was a study that looked at they used females as subjects, and there was no difference between genders as far as improvements in performance.
And I wouldn't think there would be, and I'll tell you why. Because the pathways that betaine appears to be affecting, I don't think they are going to be affected differently. Now, I mean, I take that back. I mean, estrogen, estradiol can also affect lipolysis and or muscle uptake of fluids, but in a preferential way. If you look at the studies that show men using testosterone or testosterone and an aromatase inhibitor, the group taking the aromatase inhibitor lose less body fat. So we know that estrogen, the metabolite, downstream metabolite, affects some of that lipolysis we see in testosterone. And the other thing is, we know that estrogen will cause uptake of fluid in muscles. We just have to look at beef cows that get trenbolone or trenbolone and estradiol benzate. The group getting the latter put on a lot more weight in muscle, and it's attributed to fluid uptake in the muscle. So I would almost think that women might actually be more responsive to TMG, if not at least as responsive as men.
It's possible. And, you know, betaine has very, at least in pigs, we haven't seen this in humans yet, but very strong anti-lipogenic effects. In other words, it prevents or reduces the ability to store energy as adipose tissue.
I love that.
Yeah, so we've seen a ton of that in animal studies. It inhibits the enzymes. It reduces the gene expression involved with lipogenesis. So it's possibly a very potent nutrient partitioner as well.
I like it. I'm ordering some today, actually, and I'm going to start using it. I think it's very promising. And, hey, you know, it's one of those things that where it's not like it's dangerous if you start taking it. You know, you're not going to see any danger from it. That's the important part. First, do no harm. Jason Kaliva, Dr. Jason Kaliva, his website is Jason Kaliva, and it's spelled CHOLEWA.com. Your Facebook page is Big Red Physical Performance, right?
That's correct.
And is that because everyone who is in the group must drink Big Red Soda?
I didn't know there was such a thing as Big Red Soda.
Yeah, there's a soda called Big Red. It's a red cream soda, I believe, made by the PepsiCo company. Anyway, well, there
I've
you
never
go.
Heard of that. Well, I have red hair.
Oh, is that why? Okay,
yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense then. Anyway, great to have you back on the show, man.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Thank you.
All right, listen, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we will be joined by Joe Robinson, author of the New York Times bestseller, Eat Wild. We're going to take a quick commercial break, news at top of the hour, and then we will be back. So stay with us.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
With your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Who will binge drink at age 16? European teen imaging study pinpoints predictors. Neuroscientists leading the largest longitudinal adolescent brain imaging study to date have learned that predicting teen binge drinking is possible. A number of factors such as genetics, brain function, and about 40 other variables can predict with about 70% accuracy which teens will become binge drinkers. Researchers conducted 10 hours of comprehensive assessments to assess brain activity and brain structure, along with other measures such as IQ, cognitive task performance, personality, and blood test on 2,414-year-old adolescents. Some of the best predictors include variables like personality, sensation-seeking traits, lack of consciousness, and family history of drug use. Having even a single drink at age 14 was also a powerful predictor. In addition, those teens that have experienced several stressful life events were among those at greater risk for binge drinking, and interestingly, bigger brains were also predictive. Unhealthy food and drinks have a starring role in kids' TV programs. Unhealthy food and drinks are common in kids' TV programs broadcast in England and Ireland, and frequently portrayed in a positive light, reveals research published online in Archives in Disease and Childhood. Statutory legislation to curb children's exposure to higher sugar and fat in food and drinks in TV advertisements was introduced in the UK in 2007, and similar regulations have recently come on stream in Ireland. But these aren't applied to program content, says researchers. Both the BBC and RTE are nationally public broadcast channels that don't carry any commercial product advertising, and which aim to inform, educate, and empower their audiences. A total of 1,155 food and drink cues were recorded across 82.5 hours of programming, accounting for 4.8% of total broadcast material, with just under 40% of the content coming from the United States. The rest of your Superhuman News update is coming up in 60 seconds.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update for this Tuesday, I'm Elliot Turton. Individuals who are extremely obese have higher rates of mortality. Class 3 obesity, defined as having a BMI greater than 40, is linked to higher rates of mortality, according to a study published in this week's PLOS Medicine. Researchers from the National Cancer Institute found that mortality rates for a wide range of diseases, particularly heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, were higher in individuals with Class 3 obesity compared to those with a normal weight range. Compared to having a normal weight, having a BMI greater than 40 resulted in an estimated loss of 6 to 14 years of life. The accuracy of these findings is limited by the use of mostly self-reported height and weight measurements to calculate BMI, and by the use of BMI as the sole measure of obesity. These findings may not be general to all populations, but they do indicate that Class 3 obesity is associated with substantial increased rates of death. 500,000 people oppose Dow's toxic herbicide mix. More than 500,000 people have submitted comments to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, urging it to reject an application to market a new toxic herbicide called Enlist Duo, a mix of 2, 4-D, and glyphosate. Dow AgroSciences, a subsidiary of the Dow Chemical Company, is seeking a permit to sell Enlist Duo for use of genetically engineered corn and soybean crops. It would be the largest expansion in the approved use of a toxic defoliant in more than 3 decades. The Environmental Working Group has also released a new interactive map and analysis that shows more than 5,600 schools across the country would be within 200 feet of crop fields that would be blanketed with the Enlist Duo. Children in schools and daycare facilities closest to the fields would be at an increased risk of exposure whenever spraying takes place. Exposure to 2,4-D has been linked to serious health problems, including Parkinson's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and other thyroid issues. I'm Elliot Turton, and this has been a Superhuman Radio Network News Update.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The linkage between diet and disease is undeniable, except in the staunchest, most stubborn areas of the medical orthodoxy today. My next guest is Jo Robinson. We're going to talk about her New York Times best-selling book, Eating on the Wild Side. I apologize. And how you doing, Jo?
I'm great, thank you.
How long have you been at this? I know that you have a journalistic background. How long have you been at this about talking about nutrition and what is available and considered today acceptable diets?
I've been writing and lecturing about it probably for about 20 years now.
So 20 years ago, these truths were evident to you, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, some were, but I've done, you know, my information comes from really intensive research, and it just is ongoing. So I've just learned more every day, and I know far, far more than I did 20 years ago.
When you look at what you thought was correct 20 years ago and what you know to be correct today, what do you think the most dramatic truths you've unveiled over the past 20 years?
Yeah, good question. One of the first books that I wrote was one called The Omega Diet, and it was based on the Greek Mediterranean diet, which we still know is a very important diet,
right,
and a helpful one. But what I didn't know, and what, in fact, nobody knew, is that it's not just the olive oil in the diet and the lots of fruits and vegetables. It's the fact that the food that people are eating in the Mediterranean is much richer in these plant compounds called phytonutrients. No one knew, not even the researchers knew 20 years ago, how beneficial these were for our health. And now, with all the research that I've done, I would say that eating a phytonutrient-rich diet is one of the most important things people can do.
So this kind of goes hand in hand with this notion, and we hear it every now and then, and we hear discussions on both sides of the fence. We hear people saying, look, the fruits and produce today, not just because of hybridization that gives us all the qualities we love, sweet, starchy, and so on, but just the fact that the soil is depleted, modern agricultural techniques lend themselves to tricking fruits and vegetables into growing in the absence of things that they need. And as a result, we are eating hollow representatives of what fruits and produce used to be. And then we have people on the other side who say, nonsense, it has all the nutrients and all the things that made it good 100 years ago, they're still there. So clear that up for us.
Well, actually, here's a third view, and that is, even the fruits and vegetables that we were eating 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 300 years ago, do not have the nutrients that we need for optimum health. We have been altering plants, not just, you know, here in the 20th and 21st century, but starting 12,000 years ago when we first became gardeners. And it was at that point when we stopped eating wild food. I mean, we subsisted on wild game and wild plants for most of our evolution. But when we became farmers, we began selecting plants that were lower in some vital nutrients that we've learned only in the last 15 years are really, really important for our health. So You know, this is a new slant. This is not just, you know, eat what your grandparents or great grandparents.
Yeah, it was already too late for them. In other words, it was already too late. I learned this truth when I read The Story of the Human Body by Dr. Daniel Lieberman, who's been a guest on the show. And you know, when we became farmers and we started farming single crops, everything changed. We didn't have cavities before then.
No, we didn't.
I mean, it's amazing. A discussion that I had many years ago, probably 6 or 7 years ago, with Leslie Aiello from the Wenner-Gren Foundation, was that this notion of paleo is admirable, but we can't eat like our paleo ancestors because foods are so dramatically different today. The apple that our paleo ancestors ate had minuscule amounts of sugar in it, was hard and tart, and we wouldn't eat it today. We would pass that up for the red, juicy, sugar-filled apple.
That's right. But what I have learned, and this is why I wrote my book, actually, is because I have found varieties of fruits and vegetables that you can get in the supermarket, in a farmer's market, or better still, grow yourself, that actually are far richer in phytonutrients than the typical ones. And so, yes, I don't think many of us are going to go back to being hunter-gatherers. I'd love to go and harvest wild food, but frankly, there's only, you know, 5 or 6 things that I'd go back for seconds. The rest are just not tasteful enough.
What are those things? I'm just curious.
Oh, okay. All berries. I mean, I think all
I love berries,
berries
too.
Great.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. And by the way, for those ladies out there, the research on mushrooms and the mitigation of breast cancer is profound. It's too profound to ignore.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. And I like wild plums, for example. They're nice and flavorful.
Uh-huh.
There's some stems of some plants that the inner part tastes great.
Like what? Stems of plants?
Okay, so there's Japanese knotwood, which is actually considered an invasive plant.
Yes.
But if you know, cut the cane and you split it open, that is a really tasty core to it.
We were just talking about Japanese knotwood recently, that it is mistaken for another plant that is very good for you. It was a couple weeks ago on the show. So, okay,
uh-huh.
Japanese knotwood. Anything else that you make a habit of making sure you get plenty of?
Well, of course, you know, out of the plant world, you know, wild salmon, you know,
while it's still wild salmon and not the new eel that looks like a salmon, once that gets out in the population, things will change. But okay, salmon.
Yeah. And wild honey.
Yes.
Or honey. Actually, what I mean is honey from bees that forage on wild flowers,
right.
Wild blossoms.
Right, right.
Like our invasive wild blackberries makes really nutritious and great honey.
Yeah. Do you know, this is something that amazes me, and it's worth saying again and again. If I've done this, by the way. I've heard of it, and then I did it. I got a burn on my arm, and I put honey on it, and in one day, it was healing. In one day.
You know, it's amazing. I use honey for everything, you know, cuts and burns and, canker sores and anything that is hurting or inflamed. And it is amazingly good. But there's differences between honeys. And actually, it is the Manuka honey, the one that grows, you know, from plants that grow in New Zealand, primarily the tea tree plant, that has far more medicinal benefits than others.
Right.
And if you get the honey from the supermarket, it could have come from bees in China that are fed sugar water.
Right. Or let's be honest, it could actually have corn syrup in it. A lot of honey that's been taken off of store shelves and tested wasn't honey or had minuscule amounts of honey in it.
That's right. So it's a great thing to get at your farmer's market from local beekeepers.
And keep this in mind when you talk about honey, how magical it is, right? In the Bible, they talk about the land of milk and honey because back then it was raw milk, by the way, because those things implied prosperity, health, abundance. But do you know they've taken honey out of the tombs of Egyptian pharaohs?
Yeah.
That was still good to eat thousands of years later. It was perfect.
Yeah, it is amazingly good at being stored.
It's a natural antimicrobial, antibacterial. It's great stuff. Okay, so that's important too. Now, salmon, how do you feel about things like naturally raised animals eating the feeds that they were designed to eat? For instance, chickens are not vegetarians, or cows should be eating grass and grazing and not eating corn, grain, and soy, and pigs shouldn't be eating hot dogs left over from the restaurant up the street.
Or candy.
Candy, right. So when animals eat natural diets, they are not harmful to us.
Yeah, I spent many, many years researching that and talking about it around the country. We need to eat food from animals raised on their natural diet in a stress-free environment. It's the only way I eat meat products or eggs or whatever. These concentrated animal feeding operations, which we used to call farms, they're harmful for the animals. It's just really awful. And the food is nothing like the ones that from animals eating their own diets.
Right.
So my website, eatwild.com, is a central gathering place for information about that and for a list of the largest list of farmers who raise that kind of food in the country.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the actual book itself, Eating on the Wild Side. And also, we've got some tips. I don't know if we'll get to all 12 of them. Some terrific tips to help you get the most flavor and nutrients from fruits and vegetables that you love. We're talking with Joe Robinson. Check out her website, eatwild.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline.
It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jo Robinson about her New York Times best-selling book, Eating on the Wild Side, a book that promises to change forever the way you think about food and food selection. We've got a bunch of really cool tips. I'm going to throw one out there that was really exciting to me that I learned from you, Jo. I like potatoes, but I try to avoid them because of their glycemic index. And we're all afraid of too much of a high glycemic load from foods. Cooking potatoes and then chilling them for about 24 hours before you eat them, parenthetically, even if you reheat them, turns a high glycemic vegetable into a low or moderate glycemic vegetable. Paradoxically, combining potatoes with oil, French fry alert, helps keep them from disrupting your metabolism. So oil slows gastric emptying, right?
Yes.
Okay. But what does the chilling does that turn more of the amylose into amylopectin?
Yes, it does. You guessed it. But for the rest of your audience, first of all, wild potatoes don't boost your blood sugar. It's what we've done to breed this white, fluffy, low phytonutrient vegetable that's the problem. But when we cook it first and then refrigerate it, the starch that, when it was just cooked, was really rapidly digested, which boosts your blood sugar. And in the cold temperature of the refrigerator overnight, it turns into a starch that's more difficult to digest, which is what we want, because it doesn't spike the blood sugar, but it lets it, kind of trickles it out gradually over time. So that's one of the ways we can take the foods that we now have and restore some of the health benefits, or at least get rid of some of the negative aspects of it.
And so the French fry alert, I mean, you're not purporting that people fry their potatoes, but adding oil to potatoes. So let's say you bake your potatoes in the oven and you put some nice extra virgin olive oil on them either during the baking process or after, that can also lower the glycemic index by blunting digestion, right?
Right, as does fiber. And so those potatoes come with a very fibrous cover, the skin. And so if we eat potatoes in the skin, we've also slowed the digestion and made it more healthful. And protein does as well. So if we have fat, protein, or fiber, along with high carbohydrate foods, it makes it less harmful.
I want to get your opinion on some things, too, just to kind of see where you, because I respect all of the research that you've done. My good friend, Dr. Lauren Cordain, has nothing but great things to say about you.
And I him.
Yeah, he's great. I'm wondering where you stand on more radical diets like vegan diets, the complete exclusion of any and all animal protein, even if it's derived humanely, like milking cows or stealing a chicken from an egg when it's not looking, an egg from a chicken when it's not looking.
Yeah. I think you can be healthy on most diets that people, you know, kinds of diets, vegan, vegetarian, or omnivorous. But it's so important, especially people who aren't eating any kind of animal products and relying exclusively on fruits and vegetables for their nutrition, that they choose the right ones. Because you can be a vegan, but if you eat white potatoes, iceberg lettuce, yellow, golden delicious apples, Thompson seedless grapes, you're not getting the nutrition that your body needs.
Right.
So it's especially important that you know which ones are going to give you adequate amounts of phytonutrients.
And see, this is a mistake that vegans make. Vegans think, as long as I'm not eating meat, dairy, or eggs, I'm okay.
Right.
So they could be eating bread and pasta all day long. As long as they're not eating meat, eggs, and dairy, they're okay. And that's nothing further from the truth. This is one, since you're talking, you said iceberg lettuce.
Right.
This one is interesting to me. Tearing romaine and iceberg lettuce the day before you eat it quadruples its antioxidant content. Is that because we've learned from many agricultural approaches to growing that applying stress seems to upregulate all the good things about plants?
Yes, you know so much, Carl. Absolutely. And here's what's interesting about the lettuce. When we tear it and then let it be in the refrigerator overnight, that plant is still alive. It's not dead. And it's still reacting to outside stresses. And what that lettuce thinks, in quotes, is happening is that an insect or maybe a deer is eating it. And it's going to manufacture this array of phytonutrients as quickly as it can to protect itself from the next insect or the next animal that's going to come and browse on it. So in just 24 hours, it has up to 4 times more antioxidants than it did when it was in the living plant. So it's a simple trick. Again, so we've bred the nutrients out of most of our lettuces, but whichever lettuce you get, rip it the day before you eat it, put it in the refrigerator, and you'll get 4 times more from it.
This last one before we take a break, and these are the kind of things that you will learn if you read the book Eating on the Wild Side. This one I happen to know because I'm Italian. But take the healing properties of garlic can be maximized by slicing, chopping, mashing, or pressing it, and then letting it rest for a full 10 minutes before cooking, or even longer, allowing the oxidative process to occur. Even the garlic changes taste. Talk about that.
Yeah, and what is happening is if you take fresh garlic, which is the only garlic I recommend people consume, and then chop it, dice it, and put it in hot oil, like a lot of Asian recipes, you know, you put that garlic in hot oil, or you put it in a hot soup or a stew that you're making, the heat stops the production of the medicine in garlic, which is something called allicin.
Allicin, right.
Right. And so the allicin won't be created if you do that. So this is a study that was just published, well, you know, in relative terms in 2004. But only since then have we learned that if you take this garlic and you chop it, dice it, and set it aside for 10 minutes before you add it to anything hot, you have all of the allicin that garlic can produce and all of the health benefits, and it stays even though you're putting it in that hot oil. So the rule is press, dice, slice, and then rest.
Now, is roasting garlic a different story? You put garlic in a roaster in the oven at a very, very, very low temperature, generally as low as the oven will set, and it becomes mushy, and it kind of tastes the same way as if you smash it and let it sit out first. Is roasting different?
Roasting also destroys or actually prevents the formation of the allicin.
Okay.
Allicin can't be produced unless this enzyme is available, and heat will kill that enzyme.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You will be able to get the book, Eating on the Wild Side, at superhumanradio.com on the homepage. But in the meantime, Go and become the smartest person on your block when it comes to nutrition by going to the website eatwild.com. The name of the website says it all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jo Robinson about her book, Eating on the Wild Side. It's really a great book. Accolades from Dr. Andrew Weil, my good friend Dr. Lauren Cordain, and more. Here's a couple interesting tips I would have lost a bet on. The most nutritious tomatoes in the supermarket are not in the produce aisle. They're in the canned goods section. Processed tomatoes, whether canned or cooked into paste or sauce, are the richest known source of lycopene. They also have the most flavor. Why is that?
Well, the technically what's happening is that the lycopene in the tomato is being slightly, the molecule is being slightly twisted, and that twist actually it makes it easier for us to absorb. So we're used to thinking that heat destroys nutrients, and it does destroy the heat-sensitive B vitamins, vitamin C, some enzymes. But in terms of phytonutrients, in some cases, it makes it more healthful. So I use a lot of canned tomato paste. I get it in glass jars, though.
Right.
I don't buy it in cans.
Right.
I put it on extra amounts on pizza. I put it in eggs. I use it as a flavoring agent because it is so densely packed with lycopene.
Carrots are more nutritious cooked than raw. When cooked whole, they have 25% more falcarinol. Am I pronouncing that right? Falcarinol, falcarinol, a cancer-fighting compound that carrots have and have been sectioned before cooking. So
I love these weird tips. When I came across a study that had them, it was like, oh, you know, I'd call up somebody. Guess what I learned today? So carrots, like many vegetables, have some of their phytonutrients really tightly linked with the cell wall. And it's when we chew these raw vegetables, you chew them raw, we don't release enough of the phytonutrients to be as beneficial as it could be. Carrots are a good example. Cooking softens that cell wall, releases the phytonutrients and other compounds, and we're healthier for it. About twice as much beta-carotene, for example, in cooked carrots. Now, is this other weird thing, which is if you cook a carrot whole and not slice it first or dice it first, what happens is there's less exposure of the inside of the carrot to water or to steam.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, and that water and steam is going to nutrients
blanch the nutrients out of it.
Yeah, the nutrients that absorb in water are going to be pulled out into that steam or water and not available for us.
Mm.
Cook it whole, ideally steam it, and then it tastes better, it's sweeter. I mean, in this particular study, people preferred that carrot cooked whole. And then serve it with a little oil because, like many nutrients, they need to be, coated with a little bit of oil to be absorbed efficiently. So buy that carrot, cook it whole, and combine it with a little bit of oil, and you're going to have all that carrot can give you.
Now, here's one that's really interesting that'll save you a bunch of money. The beet greens, the top of the beets that everybody cuts and throws away, are more nutritious than the beets themselves. I would have lost a bet on that one.
Yeah, it's interesting that we tend to think that the fruit or the root has the most nutrients, but it's often the leaves. For example, the raspberry leaves have more cancer-fighting compounds than the berry itself, partly because they're exposed to the sun all the time, and the sun has these punishing UV rays, which would destroy that leaf. But what that plant has to do is produce a botanical sunscreen to protect itself, and that's made of phytonutrients. So leaves are often better for us than the other parts of the plant.
Well, now you raise an interesting question. Since I was a young boy, my grandfather grew tomatoes and squash and everything in his garden, and since I was a young boy, I have always loved sweet basil. But tomato plants, the plant itself, has this almost a very similar aromatic smell as basil, and I've always thought the leaves would taste good because they have that almost sweet basil-like smell. I'm wondering if I should start eating the tomato leaves from my tomato plants now.
I can't give you a good answer on that because I haven't done the research, but I should. Because in the back of my mind, I think I've read, but I haven't read it in the research, that tomato leaves are not good for you. Not everything that's green and growing is good for us. That's why, especially when we were living on wild greens, we had these bitter taste receptors that would taste toxic food, and we would immediately spit it out. So not all the green is good. And
okay.
I'm thinking that tomato leaves are not, but I'll email you when I
find that'd be great. I mean, and this tip here is a really good one. For those of you out there trying to get fiber, ounce per ounce, there is more fiber in raspberries than bran cereals. That's a great one.
Yeah, we're not used to thinking of soluble fiber, which is a very important. There's the kind that is not soluble and the one that is. Insoluble fiber is turning out to be very beneficial for us. But in plants, it has a gel-like consistency. It's not chewy or tough. We tend to think that something that is full of fiber is chewy, or you know, but it's not. These berries are extremely soft and very high in this soluble gel-like fiber.
Which, by the way, is considered a prebiotic for those of you out there who are buying prebiotic supplements. Just eat berries.
That's right.
Before we go into the break, and when we come out of the break, I want to have you tell the audience what they will learn from the book specifically. Where do you stand on genetically modified foods, Joe?
Well, very far away.
That's a good one.
But for reasons in addition to what we've all heard about it, what's happening right now is that as people learn about these phytonutrients and how good they are for us, there are plant researchers who are using genetic modification to increase the phytonutrient content of plants. Now, that might sound like a good thing, but the problem is they're just inserting one gene or two genes, and what the whole plant as it existed in nature has as many as 30 or 40 different phytonutrients. And so they're thinking, oh, let's make more lycopene in this tomato. But the tomato has more than lycopene.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just perfect example of how we leapfrog ahead of the science. We think, we can do this, let's do this. But we really don't know enough about food to create food that's as good as whole.
Well, and there are people out there who say that hybridization is similar to genetic modifications, and we've been genetically modifying plants for hundreds of years, and that's nonsense. First of all, we only discovered the gene recently, more recently. But more importantly, when you hybridize, you allow the plant to select for all of the things that must happen in concert with this one attribute morphic change that you're looking for. And as a result of that, there is a concert of things happening, not just that, even though you only care about that one,
right.
There's a concert of things happening, and they're happening in a way that is healthy for the plant. When you just take one thing and change it, all those other things that was supposed to happen in concert aren't happening, and now the plant is foreign to us.
That's right. That's right. Some hybridization does not produce healthy food for us, though. Some does.
Really?
And so the research is showing us which specific varieties, whether heirloom or hybrid, are the most beneficial for our health.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to just zero in on the book. I want you to tell the audience what they should expect from the book. We're talking with Joe Robinson. We're talking about the New York Times best-selling book, Eating on the Wild Side. This is a must-have for all of us. We all subscribe to ancestral diets on this show. We know that that is one of the cornerstones of health and longevity. This is a really, really great book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Jo Robinson about her new book, Eating on the Wild Side. So tell people what they will get from buying the book, Jo.
A lot of common perceptions about what to eat turn out not to be backed by science. Mm. I will give you some examples.
Please.
Yeah. Not all heirloom fruits and vegetables are good for you. We assume just because great-grandma and great-grandpa ate it, and, you know, that's Michael Pollan's thesis,
right,
it's what we should be eating. But we have been altering the plants that we eat for 400 generations. For 400 generations, we've been making them sweeter, lower in fiber, starchier, and lower in phytonutrients. So it's the wild diet. It's the diet that we evolved eating that should be the benchmark of what we eat. I'm going to give you an example of an heirloom that's not healthful. The Golden Delicious apple is the most popular apple, not only in the United States now, but in the world. recent study looked at the effect of Golden Delicious apples on a group of men who were at high risk for heart disease. They were overweight, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, all these bad things. Now, the researchers divided this group of men into two, and one of them continued their normal diet. The other half added one Golden Delicious apple a day to their diet. Now, the researchers assumed that adding that additional serving of fruit was going to prove healthful for them.
Right.
It didn't. In fact, at the end of 8 weeks, the men who ate that Golden Delicious apple a day had higher triglycerides and higher of type of an LDL cholesterol that is most damaging to the arteries than they did when the study began.
Wow.
Here's the problem. The Golden Delicious apple is very high in sugar and very low in phytonutrients. So it's not a healthy plant for us to eat. But it is an heirloom. It's a 100-year-old heirloom. So that's the one of the main lessons people are going to get from the book, is that we can't blindly eat what people ate just a couple generations ago and have good health. We need to eat the foods, what I say, that our bodies expect to be fed. Our bodies expect to be fed high phytonutrient food because that's what we ate for most of our time on this planet. That's a really important lesson. And what they'll be able to do, I'm really a how-to person. I don't like to just throw out facts.
I know, because what happens is everybody gets anxious. They think, okay, so now I can't eat that, but what do I do with this?
Exactly.
Right.
So I have a chapter about apples, and at the end of the chapter, you'll learn exactly which varieties to pick in the grocery store and in a farmer's market and, you know, grow in your garden. So in the book, you'll learn why, how do we know this, when did we know it, what can I do right now in simple ways to bring back the missing nutrients.
You know, you're right. When I think about my grandparents, they were already suffering from diseases of modernity.
Yes, they were.
When you think about high blood pressure, I mean, I remember back when I was probably 5, 6, 7 years old, hearing my aunts and my mom talking about sugar. Oh, he's got sugar. People already were diabetic back then. Now, granted, it wasn't to the degree of today, but it was a problem. And also, let's face it, this was a generation that drank alcohol instead of water. They smoked cigarettes because they were told that they were better for you than not smoking cigarettes.
It calms you.
Yeah.
relaxes you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like they were already co-opted. You have to go back probably several hundred years. Don't forget, in the 1800s, we fell in love with chemicals. We thought that we were smarter than nature, and we embraced chemistry. Oh, chemistry was going to be our answer to immortality. And if anything, we poisoned ourselves back then.
You know, most people don't know this. This is something else that I make a point of in the book. When we were hunter-gatherers, and we know this because there have been some tribes that still live on wild plants and wild game, not many, but in the 20th century and now today, and they've been carefully studied by anthropologists and medical people. So we know from that and other reasons that before we invented our own diets by gardening, we had almost no cancer, heart disease, obesity, diabetes. Those are diseases that came about when we said, hey, we can do better than nature.
Right.
Let's create our own food.
Well, I've talked about this years ago. I haven't invoked his name in a long time. Dr. Paul Dudley White, one of the founders of the American Heart Association. He was also, I think, President Roosevelt's personal doctor, but I could be wrong about that. In the early 30s, wrote a position paper. He said, in all my years in medical school, internship, private practice, to this point, I had only encountered one myocardial infarction, heart attack.
Yeah.
He said, but now the rate of heart attack is gone up 300% in a nation. And he wrote, he said, what I have observed is this is related to two things, the increased sugar in the diet and our changing from natural animal fats like lard and tallow to artificial
saturated fats, like, because Crisco was introduced in 1910 or 1909. Crisco and vegetable oils. Yes, vegetable oils. And he said in his paper, abandon Crisco, abandon vegetable oil, go back to fats, go back to tallow, go back to lard, and abandon sugar, avoid sugar. You should only be getting sugar in your fruit, he said. No one paid attention to him. Now, you know, fast forward, you know, 80, 90 years, and oh, well, you know what? Trans fats are no good for us. Well, guess what? The first trans fat was Crisco. He knew it back then that it was no good for us.
That's right. But what he didn't know, and what we're only now learning, is that we also have to have phytonutrient-rich foods. I think it was a missing piece in
yes.
most people's understanding of nutrition, because we could only discover these phytonutrients with expensive, high-tech, sophisticated technology.
Right, right.
I mean, that's one benefit of technology, is that it's showing what we did wrong when. And so, you know, people couldn't recommend a high phytonutrient diet until they knew what those suckers were.
Right.
They knew which plants they were in and what benefits they had for health. And this is 21st century information.
You cannot wait for the government to create a new My Pyramid, My Plate. Who knows what they're going to come out with next? My desktop table. You can't wait for the government. Government is not going to give you these answers. They're too deep in bed subsidizing crops that are at the root of a lot of disease. You have to look to people like Joe Robinson, books like this, to really discover the truths about nutrition, disease, and health. It's a great book. Go to superhumanradio.com. You'll be able to buy it there. And of course, please visit eatwild.com often. Always great stuff on the website. Joe, thank you. It's a privilege having you on the show today.
Great. One thing they'll be able to download for free at my website is a shopping list, and that's what everybody needs.
Really?
Yeah.
Where I'm on your website now. Where would I find that? I
want to download.
Okay.
Are you on the homepage?
I am now. Okay.
Yeah, you should see a link. I'm not there right now.
I see it. Exactly. Eating on the Wild shopping list.
Yes.
I got it. It's right at the top. I love it. I'm downloading it now. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too.
And we also want to thank Dr. Jason Koliva for coming on the show and talking about trimethylglycine or betaine anhydrous. I will be adding this to my supplement regimen. I suspect many of you will as well. I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget, tomorrow's Thursday. We'll be joined by Ken O'Neill and a surprise guest for the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, fast becoming a very, very popular show. And then Friday is right around the corner. Elisa and I will be holding court here for Casual Friday. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about. Lots of idiocy out there. Lots of things to rant about. You're not going to want to miss that. Thank you for listening today, and we will see you tomorrow.